you are listening to the Naked Nerd Podcast. I am your host, the Naked Nerd, JC. How you all doing, everyone? I hope that everyone has been doing well. I've been doing mostly okay, getting over a touch of allergies here and there. I've also been recovering very, very slowly from my tooth that I got extracted a few weeks ago. Luckily, the gum is all better. Thank you very much for asking. But I've been very well, keeping myself busy and looking after everyone. But I hope that you're all doing well, and that particularly those who are in my neck of the woods in Australia starting to keep themselves warm, because it is autumn or fall for those who are not in this neck of the woods. It is starting to get a little bit cooler. It doesn't mean that the nakedness or the nudity or the naturism stops. It just means that we do have to keep ourselves a little bit warmer to, in order to actually have that happen. But I hope that you're all doing well, everyone. I'd like to, first off, give a big shout out to everyone who has been listening to the podcast. I'd also like to give a big shout out to a listener who sent in an email, and they would like to remain anonymous for now. They basically said, thank you for the last episode in which you talked about the obsession of genitalia. And they wrote, I myself have found that I am very much a small person downstairs and have been feeling inadequate. But when I listened to your podcast, I actually felt pretty great about myself because I didn't feel that I was alone in the issue. But thank you so much, and keep on doing the podcast. Thank you very much, Anonymous. I've also been getting a few more followers on Instagram. So if you're not following me on Instagram, what are you doing? But a list of my socials will be available under the socials link. So please click on that. I've also recently added a new item to the blog as of yesterday. I talk about my own mental health, which is something that I do talk about quite a bit, because I'm a very strong advocate for people being able to deal with their own mental health. And I think that should be normalized more, because the more we talk about it, the less it feels like a strange thing to talk about, the less taboo. And speaking of taboos, today, we're going to talk about the taboo of social nudity. So, where to begin? I feel that, and this is something that I have noticed for a very long time, that being naked in certain situations, like being naked in, say, a change room, is still sort of taboo if you're not used to that situation. It's still seen as taboo to be socially naked amongst others, because of this idea that social nudity will automatically lead to sexual gratification. And I want to actually normalize social nudity, because one, I feel that it's something that should be happening more often, because I feel that we tend to really, as society, I mean, not just naturists, I feel that society tends to be very, very intolerant of others, particularly when it comes to differences. In the natives community, though, social nudity is very much a very huge thing, because there is no community without the social. As someone who is on the spectrum, dealing with the, I'll say, regular society, because I don't think the word normal really is helpful. I'll say regular because, or stereotypical. Actually, stereotypical works. Stereotypical society, suggests that in order to be able to be social with people, you need to go out and be dressed and basically put in a lot of effort into how you present yourself and how you look. That's not to say that natures don't take care of themselves. Of course we do. We make sure that we eat healthy. We make sure that, for the most part, that we take care of our skins. So I'm making sure that we wear sunblock, moisturizer, and all that. But we also make sure that our looks are not the definitive way of thinking. If we were to judge someone by the way they looked in the natures community, I think that would be a very, very close-minded thing to do. Because we're not about the look, we're about the person inside. For me, social nudity has actually helped me to come out of my shell quite a bit, because one of the main things that I have to deal with constantly is being able to look at people in their eyes. For someone who is on the spectrum, that is really, really painful to do. But in the natives community, I find that it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's actually more comforting, because the only real difference that we share is basically where we come from. Not necessarily, we don't necessarily look at skin color as a factor. Even though I'd love to see more persons of color participate in naturism down here. Or if there are, I just haven't been able to spot them just yet. But my point is, social nudity should be something that should be occurring more and less of a taboo thing. As I was trying to say earlier, social nudity seems to be a bit taboo, particularly when it comes to dealing with it in small doses. For the most part, people in society generally deal with a very, very small dose of social nudity in change rooms. I remember, and hate to say this, but it's the only way to put this, but back in my day, particularly when I was a kid, my primary school would used to take us for swimming lessons, and the swimming pool was actually very close by. And as a kid, after we'd do our swimming, we'd go to the change rooms. And it was very normal to see each other naked. But it was something that I felt that we only really shared for maybe, 2 to 5 minutes? And it wasn't necessarily embarrassing. It was just something that, particularly for the younger generation and younger generations before, it was very common to be able to be naked in a change room. Now, I know in parts of the US that schools would have a separate gym, I think it's called. Yeah, I think it's called the gym. And they would have separate showers for boys and girls. And in their particular spaces, they would also experience very, very little social nudity in terms of going to showers, getting changed and all that. The only other time that I think we only experience that sort of social nudity, even though it's not that much social to begin with, is in the change rooms. But beyond that, in society, social nudity seems to be very much taboo, because everyone keeps on thinking about, what if someone sees me and judges me by insert the part of the body that is going to be judged? And in the natures community, that's simply not the case. When it comes to social nudity, it's not simply something that we just experience in the change rooms or in the showers. It's something that we experience in a greater context and not just in the pool, even though in my case, the pool is something that I feel has actually embraced my love for social nudity because I get to talk to different people. But in, say, a club/resort setting, social nudity goes beyond the pool. It actually goes beyond all that. There is the idea and the actual concept of sports at the different resorts that I've seen and I've heard of and actually experienced. For example, many years ago, I took part in nude golfing. Nude mini golf, if we're going to be technically correct. And in that context, it was actually pretty exciting and pretty a pretty free thing. And it was all part of, I think it was part of breaking the Guinness World Record the most naked people at a mini golf place participating in mini golf. And it was actually the funnest thing I've ever done in the nude. And also it was something that I personally didn't feel like I was being judged for or actually being basically stared at for the way my body looked. Everyone basically participated without this idea of, oh my god, this guy looks like this, or this woman looks like that, or this person looks like that. We basically were able to talk with one another and experience a social gathering in a way that I didn't think it was possible. But in terms of general and normalized social nudity in the nature's community, it goes beyond the pool. There's also other sports like nude volleyball, nude tennis, bushwalking. I believe there are some places where they do nude basketball, nude bike riding, and all these different activities should be done in the safe space of the nature's community. But it should go beyond that. However, there's still this idea, and unfortunately, I'll say this again, unfortunately, there's still this idea that when you're in a nature's community, whether it be in a resort, whether it be in a club, whether it be at the beach, that somehow, and this is not within the nature's community, this is more from people who look outwards, that there tends to be this idea that there is that sexual gratification. And that's not what social nudity is about. It's about basically embracing everyone, embracing the idea that everyone has, even the tiniest bit of difference, there's still this idea that people are embracing themselves and being able to be in the company of basically everyone that they meet. I myself have found that in some bushwalks and some other activities such as karaoke. Yes, I've done new karaoke and I would love to do that again. Being able to have dinner or lunch with people in the nude, or having a happy hour, even though I don't drink, with people, it's actually very much I find it to be a socially rewarding experience, because not only do you get to hear about all these different things that happen to people, but you also get to look at different experiences in general, because what naturism removes is this idea that clothes show this idea of status or wealth or education or even age in some cases. Even though age can be quite visible in terms of how old a person is, the wisdom that is attached to that person is actually quite amazing. I've talked to older members of the Natives community who have shared their own stories about how the clubs were formed or how they used to experience naturism with their kids, even though their kids may not necessarily be part of the community anymore. I've also talked to people who are close to my age who want to keep embracing the naturist community to make sure that that their idea and understanding of how confident they are is basically what's what I'm looking for? That the message is passed down to the kids and the families and the future members of the family. I myself would like to actually pass this idea on to if and if I do have kids or when I do have kids, this message that we should be able to be confident within ourselves and it should start below the skin. Being able to embrace the person that we are. Not necessarily be judgy of those who have different bodies, different types, or different skin color, or abnormalities that may be seen as abnormalities in terms of looks. And I feel that social nudity does need to be embraced more. I haven't actually participated in social nudity in quite some time in an active setting in terms of me being able to go to a resort or club or a beach, but I have been able to participate in other ways. Now, one of the ways that I've been actually getting some well-needed discussion within the Naturist community has been through the Australian Naturist Federation's Pub Night. Now, the Pub Night is a Zoom call hosted by the Australian Naturist Federation, and usually we get between 5 to 9 people, depending on what time of year it is. But we generally get some discussion going, getting to know how everyone is doing in the different parts of Australia, and getting to actually be comfortable in a safe space without having to deal with outside the outside world's view of what a person should look like or how to actually embrace looks in a social setting. Because at the end of the day, we're all people. We're all people, and we're all going to end up the same way. Whether that way ends in cremation or burial, but at the end of the day, we're all going to end up being part of this grand earth. And speaking of earth, I realized that yesterday, at least here, and today, day in most parts of the world, it is Earth Day. So make sure that you embrace the world today, everyone. Go plant a tree. Go plant some new flowers. Go embrace the world. Maybe go for a walk. Maybe go for a bush walk. But whatever you do, make sure that you are living the best life that you are having right now. And if you're not, please feel free to reach out. But in terms of social nudity, I do want to be able to embrace more social nudity a little bit more now that I have become more aware of who I am as a person. So if you do have any events coming up closer to the New South Wales area, please let me know. I do know that there is a nude bowling tournament next month, but I need to get some details on that. But also, speaking of being social, particularly online, I'd like to give a big shout out to everyone who has been newly introduced to the Naked Nerd podcast via the Instagram page. I was about to say the Instagram app, anyway, I'd like to thank everyone who has been listening to the podcast. I'd also like to take the moment just to be able to say that that this podcast means a lot to me. And I hope that wherever you are, that even if it's just for a little while, that you get to be able to love yourself, be able to embrace the body that you are in, because it is okay for your body to look like this. And no one should tell you to change your body unless it is a health professional that is directly helping you with certain issues. And I say this multiple times because it is something that people still don't understand from a non-naturist perspective. Particularly as I am a very body positive person, it doesn't mean that I am giving up on my body or saying that that unhealthy eating is okay. What I am saying is that people have different bodies, and they may have different issues that attach to their body. It's not for me to judge, and you shouldn't either. And this is probably the main point that should be taken from this episode of the podcast. Because if we were able to be non-judgmental, particularly in what I call the stereotypical society, then we would be happier. We would be able to go about living our lives. We would go about and respecting others. And I think this is the main point to take away from the podcast today. But anyway, if you do want to send me an email, please feel free to do so. I'll leave all my details on the description of the podcast episode. But until next you listen, or until the next post I make on either Facebook or Instagram or the next blog entry that I do make, take care of yourselves, everyone. Make sure you drink plenty of water. Make sure if you do go outside that you put on some sunscreen. And also, just take a moment in your daily lives just to strip off and embrace your own beauty. Because you are beautiful the way that you are. And it is okay for your body to look like this. Until next time, Naked Peeps. This has been JC, the Naked Nerd. And you've been listening to the Naked Nerd Podcast. Live nude and be yourself. Bye, everyone. To listen to more episodes of The Naked Nerd, please go to thenakednerd.podbean.com. Or if you want to download it, you can also download it on iTunes, and you can also listen to it on Spotify. Live nude and be yourself.